You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. All the big events are on Dalal Street and indeed in the larger worlds of business and finance coming to you in a nice little capsule we call an evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, the RBI board meet outcome fails to impress investors as the Sensex and Nifty dropped 1% and metal sector was under pressure. These will be among the big headlines we'll be chasing today. Equity benchmarks witnessed a weak day of trade on Tuesday today as investors turned wary of the outcome of the RBI board meeting along with global markets sell-off. Investors look to dump stocks as cues emerge that RBI's measures to boost lending could take some time to be implemented. Experts also said that the street saw some measures as not sufficient to address issues that plagued the economy. Further, Moody's stated that the central bank's decision to allow lenders more time to adhere to additional capital buffer norms under Basel III is credit negative for the country's state-run banks. Selling was visible among the sectors such as IT, metals and pharmaceuticals. Meanwhile, financials, automobiles and consumption also saw weak trades. In the broader markets, the Nifty Midcap Index ended the day over a percent lower. At the close of market hours, the Sensex shut down 300.37 points, or almost all the gains that were made yesterday, or 0.84% at 35,474.51, while the Nifty ended lower by 107.2 points, or 1% at 10,656.2. The market breadth was negative as 857 shares advanced against a decline of 1,706 shares, while 150 shares remained unchanged. Adani Ports, IndusInd Bank and GAIL were the top gainers, while Yes Bank, Tata Steel and Hindalco lost the most. A very quick look at some stocks that made all the news today on Dalal Street. Yes Bank's shares slipped as much as 6% after third board member R. Chandrasekhar resigned on Monday. Kridhan Infra, that is KIL, surged 10% after the company's subsidiary won an order of 195 crore rupees. Graphite stock HEG gained 2% as the company is set to consider a proposal to buy back shares. GMR Infrastructure closed a percent lower after gaining 3%, even as AERA, that is Airport Economic Regulatory Authority, allowed the company's subsidiary Delhi International Airport to charge the rates equivalent to BAC plus 10% of BAC, that is base airport charge, effective from the 1st of December 2018. And finally, Colgate-Palmolive shares gained a percent after global brokerage firm maintained outperform rating on the stock with a target price at 1,375 rupees, implying a 20% potential upside. And finally, a quick look at global markets. European stocks have been trading and they've been trading lower as investors monitored latest developments surrounding Brexit. On this very topic, we've done a quick podcast yesterday on our story of the day. Will it be Brexit or Regrexit? And we'll also be doing a digging deeper podcast in some time. But based on these developments in Brexit, the Pan-European Stock 600 extended its losses today, down 0.55% at the time by saying. Meanwhile, markets in Asia also witnessed an overall decline. Nikkei 225 of Japan fell 1.09% to close at 21,583.12, and the broader topics index was lower by 0.73% at 1,625.67. South Korea's Kospi slipped 0.86% to close at 2,082.58, and the Shanghai Composite of mainland China fell 2.13% to close at around 2,645.85. Well, that's pretty much all you wanted to know about the events on Dalal Street in a quick little four-minute capsule. Wasn't that nifty? I will, of course, see you later in the morning, tomorrow, first thing in the morning, with a morning walk down Dalal Street and a few stocks for you to pick from as well. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.